Good morning. It is Thursday, October 13th, and you're listening to the SMB Strategy Cast, episode number 2, available in the interactive section of bizplanhelp.com. This podcast covers business strategy topics that pertain to startup, small, and medium businesses. And I am your host, Steve Moore, president of Eagle Strategy Group. In this episode, we're going to start a discussion on the business plan. And as I mentioned in the first show, these shows are going to be 10 minutes long, so I expect the business plan to cover multiple episodes. Since the first episode, the introduction, I have made some changes to the setup, so hopefully we get a little bit better sound quality. The last episode, in some points, it was pretty loud and had some almost straining with the volume. I've also added the XML feed that includes show notes. It's also available on BizPlanHelp at the interactive section. So that's where I will put links and information on each show, as well as with the XML feed there. If you have an aggregator, you'll be able to subscribe now to this podcast and the blog that goes along with it. I did run into a roadblock trying to get music for this show, and that I signed up for the PodSafe Music Network. I guess it's music.podshow.com, but was unable to sign in, so I've sent an email. So maybe for next episode, they will figure out why I can't sign in, and maybe I'll have a little bit of music to start off the show and to end the show, give it a little more of a professional feel. When we left off the last show, the introduction, we started talking a little bit about the business plan and really who needs a business plan. And basically the conclusion to that was that everyone needs a business plan. Whether you're a startup looking to put together your strategy and go out and get funding, you know, those are usually who you hear doing business plans. But if you're a young, fast-growing business, you might run into some funding issues where it makes sense to do a business plan, as well as to keep your strategy kind of in the same page with all the management. And that goes for a seasoned corporation and even a large corporation. One of the other areas I touched on with a large corporation, if you're working in a large corporation and you have P&L responsibility for a department, a division, or a product line, it makes sense to put together a business plan for the area you're managing, and really so the people you work with understand you know, what the budget is, and from a sales standpoint as well as a financial standpoint, and what the strategy is to meet those goals. And, you know, goals are a big part of a business plan, and it's making people understand your goals both externally and internally. You know, a lot of people out there should be writing business plans that may never see the light of day outside of the office, just to keep people on the same page internally. So basically, we're back to the point. Every business should write a business plan. Home, startup, fast-growing, seasoned, large corporation, it doesn't matter. They should be writing a business plan. From there, I'd like to go kind of into the business plan outline, which is what you know, what I'm going to give to you is basically the outline I'm using with clients of Eagle Strategy Group, and kind of how I organize the business plan. And I will have a link in the show notes to this outline, so you don't have to scratch down notes or remember this. And maybe it even makes sense to print out or have the business plan on the screen when you listen to this podcast, or the business plan outline, I should say. But I like to start out business plans with an introduction section, which is a one-page section that basically describes why the business plan was written. It's a very short paragraph on the business itself, and basically if you're writing this business plan for funding, it should have the funding requirements in there, and the contact information. The next section is the executive summary, which should be one or two pages hitting on the key points. I think any executive summary or any business plan outline you look at is going to have an executive summary section. You know, one big hint I have with writing this section is it really should be upbeat, because this is the first, you know, part of your business that people are reading. You know, potential investors, potential funding sources, or employees. Or potential employees. The next section I like to use is the industry analysis, kind of a background of the industry, future outlook, trends, and basically a high-level description of the market segments within that industry. The next section I use is the description of venture, which describes the business, the size of the business you're setting up or are already set up, the products or services that are being provided by the business, as well as more general requirements such as office space, fixtures, whether, you know, you got to go out and set a computer system, phone set system at all. From there, I go into a production plan, which is kind of obvious for a company producing products. It's how they manufacture the products, but also for services. What's the process for implementing those services and giving your customers those services? That should be included in a production plan. And then from there, the marketing plan. What's the pricing of your product, distribution? How are you going to promote those products? Also product forecasts. We had mentioned some market segmentations in the industry analysis. Well, now you should elaborate on those segmentations and how you're going to market towards those segmentations. You know, is there a certain segment that you're going to key on? And then, you know, that should be in this section of the plan. From the marketing plan, I traditionally I've put this assessment of risk section. Lately, what I've been doing with the assessment of risk is I've actually been leaving that section out. One of the things in the assessment of risk that I usually include is a SWOT analysis, which I'll talk about in a little more detail in some of the future episodes of this SMB strategy cast. But I've been moving the SWOT, if I do it, into an appendix. And as far as the assessment of risk goes, I try to, instead of having a separate section, I try to tie it into the actual sections it relates to. To give you an example, if we're in the travel industry, your business, and you're writing a business plan a year or even 2 years ago, you know, the travel industry wasn't doing so great. They had, you know, travel was down because of SARS as well as 9/11. So you had to, you know, you'd want to put that in assessment of risk. Well, instead of putting in an assessment of risk, why don't you put that in the industry analysis? And then in your description of venture, when you talk about your products or services related to travel and your marketing plan, well, you point out that, hey, sales have been down in this industry. This is what we're going to do to counteract that, instead of having it in a separate section. That's what I've been doing recently, and it seems to be working out well, and it keeps the business plan size down a little bit also. And again, we'll talk about how long the business plan should be in later episodes. Finally is the financial plan, which is just one or two pages of highlights and assumptions of the financial statements that you've created, as well as maybe some key, if there's certain industry ratios that are key, or ratios that you feel like your investors will want to see, those should go in here also. And I usually also like to include the annual financial statements that I'm talking to, and as far as what financial statements should be created, kind of standard practice these days is 3 years of financials, the balance sheet, income statement, and cash flow by month for the first year, and then by quarter for year two and year three. And again, we'll probably spend a whole episode talking about the financial plan and its creation. One of the keys to remember, and where we're going to pick this up in the next episode, is we're going to come back to the outline and talk about the sections of the outline in a little more detail, and talk about what sections should be added or removed depending on your business. We're already up to 9 minutes of this 10-minute show, so I'm going to sign off here and remind you that the next episode should be out in the next couple days. I'm trying to put these out at two a week. If you have questions or comments about this podcast, send email to podcast@bizplanhelp.com. That's podcast@bizplanhelp.com. You can download future episodes of this podcast at bizplanhelp.com in the interactive section. And as I already mentioned, there's now an XML feed set up. For more information on Eagle Strategy Group, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. And if you want to suggest a site to the SMB website, the BizPlanHelp website, send email to links@bizplanhelp.com. And thank you for listening to the SMB Strategy Cast. Later.